Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Kennedy, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hey.
I'm going through puberty.
Hey.
Annie.
Hi.
Producer Dan. See, it must be... must be this side of the board.
Yeah, that was it.
All right, welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast for topics we discuss. And if you would, please, a little 5-star review would make the world a better place.
Our world specifically.
Yes.
It's really just me being selfish. I'm trying to get us to 100 reviews.
I don't have anything new to tell you today, Carson.
Oh, why are we stuck at 71?
We're starting to look bad. We keep talking about it.
No, I know, right? Come on, people. You can do it. It is really hard to find, though. I went looking the other day.
Because
I was going
to make it easy to leave a review.
No.
Which
so,
is weird.
All right. Well, if you can find it, leave us a review. We would appreciate it. Kennedy, what you got?
Well, all right. So I made a decision, not that anybody really is waiting with bated breath on this, but just to not do anything for my vacation. I just feel like anything I do, just it's stupid. Like right now to go anywhere is stupid, and in 2 weeks it's going to be even worse. Mm-hmm. The entire country is red. So even if I got... you know, like a conversion van that I could sleep in with Elvis and I never had to go in a hotel or whatever. Like, I'd still want to go see my dad. I'd still want to go see my mom. Is that smart? I don't think so. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, and then when you get places, what do?
They're all closed. Everything's closed,
anywhere.
Right?
So, well, the further south you get, the less things are closed. But do you want to go to those places? Mm-hmm. So anyway, I kind of came to terms with it yesterday and decided I'm not going to go anywhere. It really sucks considering how much time off I have. Mm-hmm. So I thought it might be fun to try and at least do something.
Yes.
So every day try and do something new.
Okay.
I love that.
So in other words, I have a few things on a list.
All right.
I thought perhaps you guys could help me. Like one day, origami. The guy who I was in the hospital with did origami. He made me this huge vase, and it always fascinated me how he could do it. So do origami one day.
Okay. Teach yourself how to do it on the tube or something?
Yeah, 100%. And then to cook something really weird, like I watched The Great British Baking.
Oh, my gosh. I'm obsessed with that show.
It's so good for anxiety. It calms me.
It's just so good, and it just bothers me that it doesn't come out quickly enough, and there aren't any seasons left that I haven't seen.
I just hate that the ovens suck on that show. I feel bad for the chefs.
The
they're used to their
own. The ovens don't suck on that show?
Yeah. No, the ovens don't cook like they're supposed to.
You can slide
the ovens
underneath.
Cook just fine. In fact, they're standard. They've been measured by, like, people. I don't know what you're talking about. Phil, it's the people not putting them in, bro.
They're sus.
They're sus.
I learned that from my son.
You should probably leave it there.
Suspect.
Yeah.
So anyway, one of the things they did was, like, they had to do a cake with a gelatin level on top.
Okay.
It was, like, clear gelatin that then you inject other colors in.
Sure.
That's
love
cool.
That.
It would be a mess, but it would be funny.
Yeah, but you'd be so good at it.
Learn how to, like, swear in 20 languages or something.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Figure that'd be easy enough. So what else are things that you could do pretty much in your house with things that you maybe have at your house or could order?
Kennedy? I have something for you.
Go ahead.
I have a laundry list of things.
Oh, bring it.
Okay. Because we are going to be demoing the Cape House over Christmas break. Mm-hmm. And if you would like to get a sledgehammer
and
take out a wall
or
some
cabinets
or rip
that
out some floors.
I wouldn't mind taking a sledgehammer.
I'm looking for some manual labor is what I'm saying.
There's Can I post pictures of things I don't like on the wall? And just
absolutely. Yeah. Just tear apart, smash mirrors.
It's a free, those like rage rooms.
Yeah, they charge
you.
I'm giving you a free rage room.
Sure. 100.
You scratch his back, he'll scratch yours.
I'd probably lift up that hammer twice and be like, okay, I'm all done because I have no upper body strength, but
no,
it's fine.
We'll give you power tools. There's like a Sawzall where you can cut through stuff.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, I can't wait.
So you want it to be in your house. You don't want to do anything outside.
It's not that I don't want to do anything outside, but it would have to be something that it could be, you know, safe. COVID is safe. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But no, I should go outside. But the weather's probably going to be...
But even if it's like a little
no,
chill.
I don't mind. Yes, give it to me.
I'm thinking of different things around Quincy.
Give
or
it
different
to me.
Things in the surrounding areas. Like, have you done Blue Hills with Elvis?
No.
You should do Blue Hills. Blue Hills is awesome.
That is what I've heard by
many
people.
Hills is so easy.
Also the Fells, north of town.
That
is awesome.
That
learn
I've
to
done.
Play ukulele.
Learn a TikTok dance.
Ukulele.
TikTok. I'm not cutting my fingernails, so no TikTok dance.
TikTok dance, I think, would be
piano.
Hysterical.
I can give you Barrett's keyboard.
I have a keyboard. I've been doing lessons all.
You should write a 10-page children's book. I said I want to read it.
A 10-page children's book about what?
Anything you want. It's your book.
Hmm. Yeah, write about you as a kid with red hair.
Right about
I didn't have red hair when I was a kid. Funny story, but
damn it.
Are you saying that's not
real? That's not real.
This color does not appear in nature. It's okay. I think we all know it's not real. The gray, however, real as can be.
Just pulling that curtain back, Annie. Mm.
Danny. Mm. All right, so TikTok dance, children's book, Blue Hills.
Mm. I mean, I could write a song. All the drinking spots in Quincy.
Mm. That's having to go.
I think you're trying to do like to better yourself stuff or just
a little bit. Like I don't know if it's bettering, but just learning something interesting
learning skills
and new.
Like
how about a puzzle?
Puzzles bore the piss out of me.
I know.
I'm
hate
not talking
them.
About going out to restaurants. I'm talking about where we used to drink in the woods in high school because they're all really cool spots.
Okay, you need to give me one, and then I'll just go out there and stand alone in the woods and drink. It'll be funny.
Okay, you need to go to the Rock, but
there's
a couple different spots inside the Rock.
So you'll need to give me all that.
Yeah, I'll tell you how to get it.
How about go to a driving range and hit golf balls?
You know, I did that the other day, and I loved it.
It's so much
fun.
I think they're
going to be closed, though, but...
No, you can go. There's indoor ones.
The indoor one is in Boston, though. The only indoor one is in Boston.
Because you could go to the Lynx, but the Lynx is going to be closed, I'm sure.
Yeah. I went to... I can't remember the one I went to. I hit quite well.
Mm, it's fun. There you go.
A lesson, but then I looked up the lessons, and I'm like, ugh.
Lessons are expensive in golf.
Well, they should all lessons should be expensive. You're paying for a professional to help
you. But I think unless you're going to really dive into it, don't do lessons.
Which I might, but just maybe not during the winter months.
Right, exactly.
So.
Is that a good start?
You should go tubing if it's the winter months. Tubing in Amesbury is fun.
Tubing?
Yeah.
If there's a little bit of snow?
You can go skiing. You can go to Wachusett.
Tubing's easier on your knees. You just sit in a tube.
Well, Kennedy's a good skier.
Yeah. I haven't skied. I can't remember the last time I went skiing, but
we get free passes here at the radio station for Wachusett too. I'm just
saying. You can make moonshine.
Yes,
I'm happy to pay for them. They just got over.
That would be fun. Make
bathtub. Moonshine.
Yeah.
Oh, make bathtub liquor. Yeah,
that sounds dangerous.
Bathtub
Why not?
Liquor.
I don't know. I feel like it's combustible.
You got a couple of weeks to ferment.
I'm not making meth, Carson.
No.
No, but I feel like a still
moonshine. You just gotta let.
I've watched that show. Those things blow up.
No, I don't think it's creating a still. I think it's more like just letting fruit ferment like they do in prison.
Yeah. Some old toilet wine, huh?
How about a prison tattoo? Give yourself a prison tattoo.
You know, that was kind of on there.
You got the fire pit outside still.
Yeah, why don't you learn to give tattoos?
You should tattoo yourself on your thigh.
Mm-hmm. Do a little s'mores party.
Like a little heart or something.
A s'mores party. Mm-hmm.
Do a little dance. Make a little love. Get down tonight.
Do you have a telescope?
Number two is never going to happen and we both know it.
You have a telescope?
I don't.
I got binoculars.
Oh, Barrett has a telescope.
A telescope, and I could learn the constellations?
Yes. Mm-hmm. My dad sends me what the planets are going to look like every single night. I will forward them to you gladly.
Oh, my God.
Tom Dow.
You're the most dedicated father.
Mm. About planets? You want to know about planets?
I just think having a father
that he gives a shit so much.
It's a lot.
He does.
100%.
It's not that my dad doesn't give a shit, but, like, you know, he texts me every day now. But still, that's something truly special. All right. Well, that's what I got. Thank you.
Mm, you're welcome. So, yesterday... This isn't really a question for you guys. This is just a story.
Okay.
I left here from the radio station. I went to the grocery store around the corner to get some peanut oil because I'm frying the turkeys.
Sure.
Go into the store and just happens to be the manager standing there at the end cap. And I say, I'm looking for peanut oil. He's like, you know, what are you using it for? You're frying a turkey? I said, yeah. He's like, yeah, we don't have the big jugs. He says, go around the corner to the big box store. I'm like, well, that's really kind of you. Thank you. I will. But I decide to call the big box store before I drive over there.
It's look the home, at you. You never do that.
It's
that is
the
smart.
Home Depot. So I call the Home Depot, and the guy on the phone says, well, first of all, he's like, peanut oil, like almost laughing at me. And I said, I know, weird thing, but you guys actually carry it. And he said, well, hold on, let me look. He comes back and says, we don't have it, but our store down at South Bay Plaza.
I was wondering why you went there yesterday.
Yes. So I'm like, cool, no problem, not that big a deal. Leave there, hop on the Pike, run over to South Bay Plaza, which is utter chaos.
All the time.
Holy smokes, that place is wild.
Carson, you should go Sunday after church. That place is in, it's scary.
Yeah, throwing elbows in your church shoes?
Ever since they put up all the apartments, it's like Assembly Row now.
It's
crazy.
Wild. The way you get in, the way you get out.
It's
there's
so
roads
badly
next
designed.
To highways, next to roads, ins, outs. I didn't even know, coming, going. It was wild. And then it was raining yesterday.
Yep.
And that rain was crazy.
It was not okay.
Pouring.
Pouring down rain. So I go in. They point me to the peanut oil. I get them. Now I decide to grab two jugs, and each one of them is 3 gallons. So it's pretty heavy. So I now have 6 gallons of peanut oil.
Which is important.
Which
you
is important.
Two turkeys,
to
and one of them needs to make its way here. So yes.
So I get to, I do the self checkout. I now have the two peanut jugs, and I got the key in one hand, and I'm struggling, and it's pouring down rain, and I go to walk out the glass doors, and you know they open, right?
Yep.
And when they open, I'm still in front of the closed door because I didn't walk in the center. I'm off one to the right. And this is not going where you think it's going. So I'm standing there looking at this thing, and I'm like, damn it, I walk. So I now have to kind of look to my left because there's other people.
Sure.
And I'm trying to be socially distant. And there's a guy right there who is coming out on his bike. And I'm like, I just think in my head, it's an employee. It's raining. He's going to get like a running start because he just got off work. So I start walking out. I walk through the first set of doors. I start to walk through the second set of doors. And the guy on the bike runs me over and then falls on top of me. Yes. And then there's yelling and screaming. What I don't realize is the reason he ran me over is because he's now being tackled by 2 cops and a security guard.
So no. You stopped a crime?
I don't know that I stopped anything.
You
just happened to be in the way of the guy trying to make his escape.
Oh, my God.
So then the cops came and take him and cuff him. And did they say, thank you, sir, for doing your civic duty
today? So I am, like, standing there, and they're laying on the ground. The bike has fallen. They're on top of him. He's like, okay. Like, yeah. And so you can see this guy is... He's missing his teeth.
Right.
You know, this guy is addicted to drugs, and he's obviously just trying to score something to sell it to buy more drugs. And as they're grabbing him and trying to get him up, it's chaos. He's got like tools shaking out of his body, like tools are dropping out of his pockets.
No.
And I don't think he stole the bike from there because I don't think
they sell bikes
at Home Depot.
No.
And so now the cops are trying to pick him up. They're picking up the tools. This other guy from Home Depot comes over, and he's like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, listen, you guys are just trying to do your job. I get it. And now I'm seeing – and I'm just like –
do they need a witness statement?
So to be honest with you –
were you am I deputy for a day? Can I get a little star?
I'm now shook. And so I just kind of set down my old things, and I'm like – and there's another guy standing there, a young guy, and he's waiting for – I guess because he's got a bunch of stuff. And like I said, it's pouring down rain. And I was like, that was – wild. Do you mind if I just stand here for a second and kind of collect my thoughts? He's like, no, that was crazy. I saw the whole thing. I thought you were about to get run down.
Oh, my God.
And so
can you
imagine
at least the peanut oil stayed intact?
Because seriously.
Could you imagine if you were slipping and sliding all over everything? That would be a movie.
Oh, no. The guy would have got away. He would have been so slippery.
No, that's what my wife said. She's like, I was so worried you were going to say you didn't get the peanut oil. And I'm like, so I gather my things. I hop in the car.
I would have demanded to be deputized for a day. Demand,
right. 100%.
And so I'm like just trying to like gather my things and just like my mind. And I, again, tried to get out of that parking lot at South Bay Plaza. Is utter chaos. You got to go.
If you don't know where you're going.
Because I'm trying to go north, and that means you got to go south first and then loop around, get back on 93, and I have to get gas. So I go to the exit just past Charlestown. To go to this gas station I like to go to because it's cheap gas. And I pull in to get gas, and it is pouring down rain. And I pull up to the thing, and the hose is too short. I'm on the wrong side.
Like, you're just having one of those days.
And then I go to back. So
somebody had a case of the Monday.
So I back go to back days. In, finally pump my gas. And as I'm pumping my gas, I look over. And there is a guy sitting, you know, the ice thing where the ice is sitting outside of a convenience store?
Sure.
Yeah.
And there's a guy sitting next to it on a chair. And he's just inside. So it's pouring down rain. He's sitting just inside of it. And he's got his grocery cart covered with a tarp. He's having a cup of coffee. He's an older guy, and it's obvious that he's homeless. And I was thinking about your dad yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a little emotional. I'm going to try not to get emotional. But here I am watching this guy on drugs get tackled outside of the Home Depot. And then I'm sitting there looking at this guy, and he's just having his coffee, trying to keep warm. He's got his grocery cart and his tarp. And I'm like, this is just like, there's a lot going on right now. So I walked inside I paid for my gas. I walked inside the convenience store, and I got $20 out. I walked over and I handed it to him. And I just said, here. And he just, he lit up. He just, I'm sorry. He just, like, you could see that, like, he
felt human.
Yeah.
You made him feel human for a day.
Right. It was a lot. It was a lot. So, anyway, that was my yesterday at South Bend. I was trying not to, whatever. But it was like a good feeling. Like,
right.
You know, his face was like, oh my gosh, I'm a human. And
well, you looked him
it.
In the eyes.
100%.
I mean, this is, you know, the characteristic of, you know, people don't consider them human.
Right.
We consider them a bother, something in the way, you know, taking up space on a certain area of street.
They're an inconvenience.
Yeah. That's, if we don't look at
thank
them,
you to Tom Dow.
Shout out
long
Tom
Long way
Dow.
To get there. That was
telling
a long
you,
story.
Tom Dow should be sainted one day.
There's a lot of twists and turns in that story to that $20 to the guy sitting, the homeless guy.
But you did get the peanut oil.
I got 6 gallons of peanut oil in the back of the truck, Dan.
Let's
we are ready
go!
To go.
Are you injecting the turkeys as well?
I don't,
do you brine the turkeys?
Do you inject them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Flavors.
She'll inject it with butter.
Gotcha.
I cannot wait to eat this turkey.
Yeah, we're going to bring
turkey's
you some turkey.
Turkey's a lot of work.
No, this isn't a lot of work. This is the easy way to do it.
Fried only
takes an hour.
Watching
like if
my
you were going to
cook the turkey, isn't that bad? It shouldn't take long. You put it in the oven. It's waiting for it to cook that takes long.
But my roommate was giving
shouldn't be too hard.
My roommate was giving it a bath, so we were like,
"You need to
do you sit in the bath with a turkey?"
Has Shannon ever cooked a turkey before?
Shannon didn't cook it. It was the boys, Joe and Brendan, and then they were doing like. The butter layer or whatever it was.
Did they put under the skin?
Underneath
the
skin.
Oh, yes. That's kind of like injecting.
Yeah.
I heard somebody talking about that the other day, that like a third of the population in the United States is going to be cooking their first turkey this year because they're not going to families.
Right.
So.
And they're cooking 25-pound turkeys for three people because that's all that was left.
And they
guys, there's so many leftovers in my fridge.
Forget
it's
to defrost
Why
the turkey.
Not it here?
Well, I brought some for me.
You know everyone will eat it.
All right, Annie, what
kind
you got?
Of trash, okay. You know that?
Yeah, thanks. It's really no big deal. It's fine. I don't ever eat, but it's fine.
You're
it's
saying
fine.
You're kind of trash.
I'm just saying, Dan,
I bought you banana bread.
It's my eating week, not yours. So.
I'm just going to keep talking about all the leftovers I have and how I'm only bringing my. Just bring it and don't talk about how much you have then.
Yesterday, she ate them while we were doing the podcast.
She's,
don't you remember?
She's like, guys, I have so many leftovers, but I
made I made banana bread for you.
You did. I already had 2 slices. Ooh, boy.
Oh, I haven't had any banana bread.
Oh, please do.
Oh, it's so good. Kennedy's such a good cook. So Kennedy and I were having a short conversation about this morning, but there's this meme that has resurfaced, I'd say over the last couple months or whatever, since WAP came out with Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion. And it's people being angry that you can't play Baby It's Cold Outside, the Christmas song that is basically a woman not.
It's a little
it's rapey. It's a woman not consenting and a guy pressuring her to stay, right? That's the whole undertone of the song. And people are saying, we can't play that, but you can play WAP.
Right.
WAP.
And how it's disgusting in this younger generation.
Double standard.
Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to make something very clear.
Okay.
WAP is about embracing your sexuality as a female.
Mm-hmm.
So all men do,
mm-hmm.
oh, I shouldn't say that. Men typically in hip-hop or musical history can rap about
my
hoes.
Bitches.
Can rap about fucking women, can rap about all of these things, right? But as soon as two ladies just say, this is what I got, and I'm going to embrace it, that shouldn't be even comparable to a song about a man pressuring a woman to
it's
not leave their
home.
It's
kind of apples and oranges.
But they're not, then they shouldn't even make the argument.
Agreed. That's
you what
I'm what
saying.
You
know what I mean?
I'm with you.
I just feel like people use hip hop as like a scapegoat for like societal problems.
I think, and this is what I answered Annie. I'm like, here's what I'll say. Well, I appreciate everything they say in that song.
Right.
I'm here for it. I'm powered by it.
Yes.
That when I was born, you don't talk about such things.
Right.
And while I think she's a lyrical genius talking about the dangly, dangly thing in the back of her throat, it's something I probably wouldn't say out loud.
Right.
So
lyrical
if
genius?
I was a parent. I think that was
like
pretty good.
I like the song, but
Meg's verse is better than Cardi's, but
there's
that's
some,
neither here nor there.
There's some really good stuff in there. But anyway, but I just feel like there's a point at which if I had a kid and my kid was singing that song, like I don't know how I would feel.
Right.
But would I compare it to Baby It's Cold Outside? No.
Right.
I'm just old, I think.
I just I get all of it.
Yeah.
I just think it's all art. At the end of the day, it's all art, and it's some of it's going to you know, as time passes, we're going to realize that some of the things that are sung are inappropriate.
Sure.
And that's going to happen today. We're going to look back at some songs
right.
25 years from now and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe we played that song by so-and-so, knowing what it means now.
Yeah.
So there's always going to be those songs for me, but it's art. It is what it is.
You don't have to like it.
Yeah. You have to judge art in the context of the era in which it was created.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because in 1945 or 1950, that wasn't a terrible song.
Right.
Right.
And I think a lot of it from is what I hear is that she wanted to stay or and that's like she couldn't because she has certain
pressures. I feel like that song kind of got
like
a bit like wasn't written to be like, I'm going to make you stay, woman.
I think it got
skewed, you know?
Yeah.
It totally. And I think, yeah, as soon as somebody said, like, guys, this song is kind of questionable, it just built
and
it.
Then
right,
when, exactly. And then when Kelly and John did it, then it really just, that was it.
That
it
was all,
that took it on. That
all
song was just
over,
that.
But the crying.
They went way overly political correct.
Right.
Shitty, too.
I concur.
I like WAP and I like Baby It's Cold Outside, and I think we should be able to listen to them both and shut the fuck up about it.
Okay.
Well, it's, you know, there's an interesting thing in my I think it was my stepfather. When I was a kid, I was probably like 15, 16 years old, and they would eavesdrop on your phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
That's what parents used to do back in the day.
Oh, my right. sister's eavesdropped on mine.
Right. So, and so the, you know, they would pick up the other phone in the house, and they would just listen. And my stepdad said he heard me talking to a girl one night, and like I was kind of almost like a salesman trying to propose why she should go out on a date with me instead of somebody else. And he's like, and you did a really good job. And she ended up going out on a date with you. And so that song to me is kind of like, you know, it's,
this is why you should stay this in my warm house. Blah, 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 blah,
right.
Blah.
But then you could look at it with the lens of God, that is really creepy.
Sure.
But listen, they wouldn't show Elvis's hips on television back in the day.
Guys, James Bond movies are awful.
Yeah.
I will not stop watching them.
Right.
It is what it is.
Yeah, if you look back at those.
You don't have to look that far back either.
Mm-hmm.
No. God, no.
Plus, if we start making, if all art has to be politically correct, guess what? Movies and songs are going to start to suck.
Well, there'll be no more art. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like, art has been.
It's not real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People that say that.
Are you sure, Dan?
Like, fuck people, you're killing.
I love when people push the boundaries, and, you know, I love when the line gets moved. I just think that's progression. It's normal. You know, it's not necessarily for me. I'm not going to listen to it because
right.
I'm past that age. But I listened to Two Live Crew when they were there
for sure
back in the 80s. And
they
that
were
was,
saying some shit.
Yeah, they were.
No, and they were coming into Walmarts pulling their records out. Like, it was
yeah,
bad.
It was
Tipper Gore was not having your shit.
Right. They made a whole album called Banned in the USA because they were being banned everywhere.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We loved Eminem in my school in 2002, and he was getting protested by moms.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. All right, Dan, what you got?
So Thanksgiving is Thursday. And we can't have a lot of people at the house because of COVID restrictions. That's just the rules. Mm. So I thought it'd be fun if you could invite one person to your Thanksgiving. Only one alive, not alive or dead, because that's too much. Mm. One living person, not like your aunt in Florida who you can't see. Like, it's just somebody that you don't know. Who would you invite to your Thanksgiving to sit down at your table and talk to you?
Mm. I would invite, what's his name, Steve?
Kornacki.
Steve Kornacki. That's who I would have sit at my Thanksgiving table. Mm. I think we could have wonderful conversations.
Yes. Barack Obama.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
He's my dinner guest for the rest of my life. I just want to talk to him so bad.
Who's yours, Dan, while I'm thinking?
I would say Lin-Manuel Miranda because he's my favorite person
yes.
right now.
Yes. Could you imagine
I just
meal?
Love him. He's so wholesome and fun. But he'd just be
you
the
two
one,
would vibe.
He'd be the most wonderful guest.
You guys would have like half a musical written by the
he'd
time you were gone.
He'd spit a bar. Dan spit a bar. They'd have a whole verse.
We could freestyle over
minutes.
Turkey.
Yes. It'd be unbelievable.
Or Gordon Ramsay just because I'd want to watch him judge the meal.
Yes.
That'd be so much.
What are you? An idiot sandwich.
I'd be like, come on, Gordon. That was stovetop stuffing. What do you got to say about
do
it?
Do the thing.
Do the thing. I like that you're putting a lot of thought into this. I appreciate that.
Mm. Well, there's a couple of ways that I could go. Like, just Gwyneth Paltrow just to troll Kennedy. So I could come back
just,
and just to say
I would
many.
Be so sick that day that I would not be able to make it in.
Oh, man, I don't know. Jeez.
I know there's a lot of people out there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there'd be sporting peoples in your life,
right.
too. Like, you're such a sports guy, I wonder. And you too, Annie. Well, you
I
too,
am.
Dan.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there might be that component as well.
Where does Jaylen Brown rank on your list? Top five?
Yeah, I would say so, but like I want to like
Michael Jordan. Wouldn't that be interesting?
I don't want Michael Jordan. No, no, thank you.
That's not her era.
That's just the Chicago speaking in me.
Yeah.
I suppose.
I mean, I love him. I love what he did for basketball, but I don't have a connection to him.
Man, I definitely think it would be somebody in music.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like maybe Chris Martin. I'd like to hang out with Chris for the day.
You guys are besties.
Just a couple of bros.
Just catching up.
Hang out. Maybe listen to some contemporary jazz.
He's like, do you want to put on my latest CD?
And Chris gets
sit around.
Goes, yeah, so I had to do that charity thing where I went to dinner with this guy. Let me tell you what.
He had a shrine of me.
Oh, boy. Apparently, I wished him happy birthday one time.
Carson's
I remember,
like, Justin Timberlake. Justin's like, I can't travel.
I'm
so
over him.
Busy.
I'm so busy.
That was so 2008. Yeah, I'm over that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll go Chris Martin.
Awesome. Thanks for playing my reindeer games.
Cool.
All right. And if anybody needs some peanut oil, I'll probably have some leftovers.
Wop.
Put peanut oil in a wop lyric.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.